Hello and welcome to the Air Pollution Control District Slow Clean Air Podcasts. I'm Roya Farugi. We are here today talking with Ruby Rajabanshi, Manager of the Planning and Outreach Division here at the APCD. She is here to give us some tips on protecting our local air quality. Hi, Ruby, and thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Roya. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So we'll get started with some tips that you have for us offhand.
Sure. Well, I think one tip that everyone can do to improve air quality is to clean up their commute. Right now, most people probably drive their cars to work, and one thing that folks can do is to consider carpooling, using public transportation, biking, or walking. Even doing that just to start off with once a week can actually make a pretty big impact on air quality, so I encourage everyone to try to think of ways to clean up your commute.
That's great. And for those who are listening who already walk to work or carpool, what are some other tips that you'd recommend for helping the air?
Well, one thing that I would recommend is to consider where you shop. You know, when you shop locally, you're not only helping the local economy, but you're actually helping to prevent goods from coming from very far away over a truck and rail and getting to your door. So there's a lot of things right on the Central Coast that you can get that's available literally in your backyard. So I would encourage everyone to reduce the number of miles that your products travel. Another thing that folks can think about is consider where your food comes from and try to buy your food locally. And also to try to consider how you throw out your food and reduce waste. Approximately 40% of all food produced is wasted every year and goes to landfills where basically it sits there and produces emissions. So instead of throwing out your food into the garbage, you should really try to compost it or donate it to a local food bank or a pantry. One local program that can help you do so right here in SLO is Glean SLO. That's GLEANSLO. Glean SLO helps volunteers harvest excess fruits and vegetables from local farmers and home growers. And these are foods that would otherwise go into the trash. So by partnering up with Glean SLO, you can help them deliver that excess fruit and vegetables to local pantries and the food bank, keeping our food local and, very importantly, helping those in need.
Well, thank you, Ruby. Those are some really helpful tips about eating locally and what you can do to not have excess food waste. And for the APCD specifically, I know there are a lot of programs that you guys offer to local residents to help them clean up air locally. So what are some of those programs?
So we have a lot of great grant programs here at the APCD to help folks reduce their emissions through the equipment they use, the cars they drive, devices they use. One particular program is our car buyback program, and basically we offer a $1,000 incentive for residents to voluntarily scrap out any vehicle that is older than 1994. Obviously, there's some details there that I'm missing, but you can go onto our website at slowcleanair.org to find out more. Another grant program, which also you can go on our website to find out more about, is replacing your old wood-burning fireplace with a new clean-burning natural gas device. Right now, we have funding available in Napomo for Napomo residents who want to do this. They can get up to $2,000 to replace their wood-burning fireplace with something a lot cleaner.
Great. And any last-minute comments or tips that you'd like to mention?
Well, the last tip that I'd like to mention has to do with reusable water bottles. That's something that is very trendy and everyone knows about it. A fun fact is that if 1 million people used a reusable water bottle, we would reduce over 18 tons of carbon dioxide a year, and that's equivalent to burning almost 2,000 gallons of gasoline. So that also can make a huge impact for our environment.
Oh, wow. Those are some great tips, Ruby. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Clean Air Podcasts. If you'd like to find out more clean living tips, visit our website, slowcleanair.org, or follow us on Twitter @slowcleanair.